Welcome to Syngenta Ornamentals Podcast, technical advice from our UK team to support the horticulture industry. Experience with Elasto G5. Plant growth regulators are essential in the production of many protected ornamentals, but can be much more effective and easier to apply when used with an adjuvant, such as Elasto G5, which Syngenta recently launched on the UK market. Elasto G5 has been available for several years in the Netherlands, where pot and bedding plant grower Martin Javestian has already found it can reduce the number of plant growth regulator sprays required, as well as the time needed to apply them. Along with his sons Edwin and Rick, Martin grows a range of seasonal products on the family nursery Quince Plant. Since taking over a 4.8 hectare chrysanthemum nursery in the spring of 2021, Quince Plant now grows 6 hectares of bedding and pot plants under glass across two locations in the Westland area. The crop mix varies by season. In addition to offering various spring flowering plants, it includes capsicum, platycodon, and the chrysanthemum varieties Anastasia, Deco, and Zembla grown as pot plants. What makes these chrysanthemums interesting, though, is that they are cut flower varieties, which weren't bred for pot production, so are naturally long-stemmed and need a program of growth regulation. It's a small-scale and intensive crop, says Martin. Among other things, it includes removing the side shoots so that only the main bud flowers, and you have to consistently suppress stem growth, otherwise you end up with a top-heavy pot. It's the short stems that give our product its decorative value. Martin uses dimethylamide to control growth, spraying the plants twice a week on average, depending on variety and the prevailing conditions. In the past, he'd always added a wetting agent to improve spray coverage. It did help, but because of the natural differences in growth rates between varieties, we always had to make adjustments by giving some batches an additional treatment or by skipping treatment for others, he says. So when he heard about Elasto 5G, he decided to try it. It's not primarily a wetting agent, although it does reduce surface tension and help the spray to spread on a leaf. But its main action is to improve the plant's uptake of the active ingredients in plant production products and growth regulators. The result exceeded our expectations, he says. Elasto G5 produces a more homogeneous crop response, as a consequence of which we no longer need to make corrections. That saves us 25 to 30% of growth inhibitor a year, saves time, and less efforts required to achieve a more predictable and uniform crop result. We simply have less to worry about. It was Quince Plant's plant protection advisor, Henk van der Meer, from Dutch distributor Van Eyperen, who helped him make the switch and says Martin's experience with Elasto G5 echoes those on other nurseries with other crops. If you want improved absorption of the product by your plant, Elasto G5 can clearly provide added value, Martin says. He points out that the plant's uptake of other systemic products can also be improved in a tank mix with Elasto G5. In the UK, Elasto G5 is approved for use with all plant protection products authorised for use on ornamentals. Although Elasto G5 is not specifically a wetting agent, it has a somewhat comparable effect, says Caroline van den Hoek, Syngenta crop advisor in the Netherlands. As a result of the good leaf coverage, more of the plant comes into contact with the active ingredient. In addition to improved leaf wetting, you see the plant dries quickly and more evenly. But it also ensures the active ingredient remains in solution, so the plant can absorb it before it dries. Elasto G5 reduces the risk that the active ingredient will not be absorbed fully and remains on the leaves as crystals. According to Henk, growers of plants with waxy leaves can be nervous about the risk of scorch along the leaf edges when using plant growth regulator treatments in combination with a wetting agent. Consequently, they underdose to reduce the risk of damage, which can lead to uneven growth. But he says he knows growers in the Netherlands who've had positive experiences with Elasto G5 thanks to its crop safety. This is achieved by the way Elasto G5 will help to pin the product onto the leaf and reduces the runoff that wetting agents are designed to achieve. Martin says he has the same worry about using plant growth regulators in combination with an adjuvant on platycodon, and is looking at how it's affected by treatments by putting some trial plants in with the chrysanthemum crops. "I'm going to keep on doing this for a while," he says. "If it goes well, I'll have the confidence to treat batches of platycodon separately and figure out the correct recipe for them. Elasto G5 has really improved our handle on the pot chrysanthemums and delivers good savings. If we can use it more widely with comparable results, we will." Caroline warns that making the most of Elasto G5's benefits depends on it being applied correctly. "If you want to cut the number of applications, every spray must count," she says. "This means correct use of the products and application techniques. The Advice Hub on our website features our Art of Application series to help you get the most from your sprays. It's for both growers and advisors to take a look at, and new messages are posted regularly."